Our planet is in crisis. The climate is collapsing. A great extinction is taking place now. Our species has created this crisis, actively poisoning our own habitat for trivial short-term gain. Leaders and systems everywhere have constantly failed to do anything about the crisis. We are now at Code Red. Survival of our species, the future of our children, and those who share the planet with us is at stake. Can you spare 5 minutes to save the Earth? Hi, I'm Ray Katz. This episode is called Cost of Crisis. What's the cost of defeating the Nazis? Or avoiding nuclear war? Of deflecting a planet-killing asteroid? Whenever I hear someone mention the costs involved in addressing the climate crisis, I stop reading. I close my ears. I turn the page. The author or speaker clearly does not understand what a crisis is. When your house is burning down, do you hold 28 annual conferences gathering experts to discuss the issue and what needs to be done? Well, you do if you are insane. But if you're a person of normal intelligence, or even below average intelligence, you immediately use whatever you have at hand to put out the fire. To do anything else, you'd need to be a total moron. Some otherwise very smart people have been turned into morons by ideology, and that ideology is classical economics. They believe that everything in the world must be subjugated to the market, an abstract human invented concept that has been elevated to the status of a god. This has happened even though that god is not a benevolent one, but very much like Satan. That god rewards greed and selfishness and cruelty. In the world of the market, good people who are caring and kind are crushed like bugs. I would never worship that god. No sane person would. Real world versus unreal nonsense. That god of classical economics is now called neoclassical, but it's the same pernicious bullshit either way. The god of the market was not present at the founding of the United States, nor was it in the philosophy of Adam Smith. The United States was an agrarian country that regulated commerce for the public good. Adam Smith himself called for regulated markets, especially banking, and taxes to finance projects like roads. Various wealthy interests worked for decade after decade, usually independently of each other, to create and promote a lie that is now the baseline for most of our public discourse. That's the lie of the all-powerful and ultimately all-benevolent market. And that the only evil is the interference by government that impedes the near paradise we would otherwise be living in. This is incredibly stupid and obviously false, and it's hard to believe anyone would fall for it. But we are told almost nothing else day by day, year by year. That we had been falling for it is now history, because those of us who are sane won't waste another second on it. I'm not even going to waste my time debunking that bullcrap here. Fools will be fools, whatever I write, and I'm not here to talk to fools. I'm here to talk with the sane and caring people, the reality-based community. I'm talking to you. We see the burning planet, and we are putting out the fire. We won't be diverted by anything else, much less such ridiculous bullcrap. Nor will we waste time or attention on any nonsense that might divert time, attention, or resources from the crisis. Instead, we will do the work. We are done listening. The world is run by those who take the initiative. We need to stop using the framework of fools, and we need to stop simply reacting to them. We need to take charge, because only the sane and caring people can prevent climate collapse. Leaders won't do it. They are committed to the market, and they are committed to oil and coal and natural gas. They are committed to forever pouring gigatons of toxins into our air and water and soil. Methane and CO2 levels jumped in 2023 to record levels, and the rate of increase was near the fastest recorded. Our civilization is demolishing the biosphere that we evolved to live in. We are making the planet unlivable for ourselves and for the creatures that share the Earth with us. This is untenable. We won't stand for it. This isn't theoretical or simply an abstraction. It's the explanation for the living hell that has been breaking out all around us and is getting more deadly all the time. It's why temperatures have topped 100 degrees Fahrenheit in Siberia, and why a third of Pakistan was underwater. Ongoing failure everywhere. The only action taken by leaders in business and governments everywhere have been steps to make things worse. Climate abuse is ongoing, and the lies can't hide the fact that ideology and personal greed and power lust are driving us towards absolutely and complete devastation. But we are not doomers. We will stop those who are driving us towards doom. We believe in the possibility of a better world, a much better world, and we will change the course of events and bring about that better world. The fact is that despite all the lies, more than a billion people on Earth understand that the climate is being ruined, endangering everyone. They are ready to act, but they don't know yet that, number one, their numbers are so big, number two, that they have the power to overwhelm authorities everywhere and take charge of events, and number three, a group already exists, working to light a spark of awareness and make all this happen. If you don't know already about the Saners, learn about our group at wearesaners.org. Better yet, sign up for our mailing list at wearesaners.org/join. Get to know how we can rescue our children's world before the irresponsible morons destroy it. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Katz. We have 8 billion people on the planet. Too many people. At least 1 billion of us are aware of the crisis we face and desperately want to help. But we feel alone, anxious, and powerless. But we are not alone. Find the others. Tell them we can do this. We can work together. We can change things. In fact, only we can do this. Talk with the others. Tell them about this podcast. Let's get together. Let's find our way. Let's take 5 minutes to save the Earth.